Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com, and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Christopher Kringle the pimp, Christopher Kringle the motherfucking pimp, y'all. Hey, yo, he's coming down from the North Pole, checking on his block, how y'all doing? Yo, I'm here to collect my cut, Chris Kringle pimping on these motherfucking hoes. Yo, did you have a good day? Don't answer that, give me that cut, bitch, I'm Chris Kringle now, cause Chris Kringle the pimp, man. Suck, suck, the suck, suck that dick. Chris Kringle, the pimp, man. Suck, suck, the suck, suck that dick. Chris Kringle, the pimp, man. Suck, suck, the suck, suck that dick. Chris Kringle, the pimp, man. Suck, suck, the suck, suck that dick. Yo, where you been, where you going, who you doing, where you give me that money, bitch, right now, damn it, huh? Where you think you're walking off to? Get the fuck back here, this is your corner, you're worth that. Nobody.
Yeah.
You're hold now on, you see how I had the cuff on
like
the back
that.
Of the head?
I like that.
Suck that dick.
You know, you don't be talking to Tootie like that, whoever shit. You is. You never talk to a woman like that.
Listen, man, don't fuck the fuck out of here. Let me just tell you something.
You ain't never talk to nobody like that.
I'm just keeping it all the way real with you. Let me tell you something. If you don't talk to your woman crazy during sex,
they don't like it. They don't love you.
You're born.
You're born. You might got to talk to them like you don't even
you're
know.
You're born.
You might got to talk to them like
I ain't
you don't
gonna
even
lie.
Know.
Me and Two got 20 plus in. I'll be bending ass over. Spit all in a butt, watch it drip down. Hey, ain't nothing like when, hey, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like when you spit on that motherfucker and they jump.
It's Twinkie, baby.
And then you go get the spit.
Listen, but listen. More importantly, you're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game, man, presented to you by Barstool. Listen, man.
Hold on. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
I'm Gilly the King. This is Wallow 267, and that's the nasty one.
A.K.A. Dev Nasty or the Nasty Boys. They do all type of nasty shit.
But it's Barstool now, man.
It's Barstool. Listen, man, we got a partnership with Barstool. Listen, man, we're coming together to make some major moves. You know what I mean? But what's important is that song that you heard, Chris Cramble the Pimp, is by one of Dev Nasty, Nasty Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fraternity.
Mark Rebillet.
Mark Rebillet, a.k.a. Mark Nasty.
A.k.a. Mark
But it's
nasty.
A fraternity of nasty dudes, right?
Right.
Like, they're just nasty. They just do, I'm not even going to tell you what they do, but they wrestle. Baby old wrestle.
Wait.
No, I'm just saying, y'all did baby old wrestle before.
See, Dev Nasty with his gi on.
One of their reunions, they did
and
baby old wrestle.
And I'm going to keep it
all the way real. And everybody had crime fighters.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. That geese smell like wolf pussy, man.
No, it smelled like hot man musk.
No,
because he was wrestling a hot man and he was musty. Think about that. But at the end of the day, they had a reunion, a Nasty Boys reunion, and one of the things they had a swimming pool with baby oil and they grassed each other.
That nigga geese smell like HMM. Yes. Hot man musk.
Hot man musk. The musk you wear when you're trying to be musty for that special woman. They're in there harassing each other for no reason. Like, it's like when they had a reunion, they like rent an Airbnb somewhere. And like, it'd be 50 Nasty Boys. And then they're like, what?
Nah.
You tough? Come on, let's have a baby oil arm wrestling. Everything is baby oil involved.
So you got this from your real life Earl. The Earl Chronicles. That was from the Earl Chronicles.
Barstool, man. I remember back in the day when we were stripping. Nigga try to slap Wild on the head with a bar stool. Yes, he did. You walked up on a nigga with your piece out.
I never did this.
Whoa.
We were stripping. I never walked up on no dude. Any
Why
dude
was
that
there
was
a dude in there?
No, I mean, some dudes, the bouncers.
No, he was a bouncer.
Bartender.
He walked up like this.
I never did. I would never disrespect the bartender. I never did. Listen, I never disrespect. When we were stripping in the club, mm-hmm. because one of my things is when we were stripping, when we was getting wild, I strip out. Because the women like when you strip out. No socks, no nothing on. Just walking around the whole joint. Baby doll down. Straight up. No, I'm just saying that's how the women like. When you a stripper like I was, you know what I mean? I was ripped up. I was hanging. You know
See,
what I mean?
See, two types of strippers. No,
I was hanging
off,
and banging.
Though. It's the tube sock stripper and it's the ankle sock stripper. You know what I mean? Just
lying.
To put that out there.
No,
it was the tube sock
listen,
and
I had to rock an ankle sock to cover my joint. My joint had to
hit the ankle sock.
I'm in the boot sock. We're walking the locker room.
They got the long joint for me. They got the long joint for me that Wilt used to wear. The long joint with the stripes on the side that Wilt used to wear that they had the little footy with the ball on it.
I messed up, Dev. I'm in the same. I had the socks. I had the boot sock on, the Super Tim boot, the ankle sock. I meant the kneecap sock. I had the jaws on.
Man, let's get into $1 million worth of game. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for $1 million worth of game. Let's give it to him.
All right. I seen this article, right? About Madonna. Think Madonna's like 61 years old.
Like a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Touch for the very first time. She might be 61, but she probably got a thing down there like a virgin because you know she do the surgery.
All right, okay, first of all, before I even get into this, if you guys weren't in a relationship, would you fuck Madonna? If you were single right now, Madonna was trying to throw you to me.
She's a legend, dog. I'm doing it.
Like, you I'm
doing it.
You want to have that on your jacket. Like, who wouldn't want to have that as like, yeah, you know, I'm a hell. Like, you're really a hell of a guy because nobody know when you banged her out.
Right.
So you could always say you did it.
You'd be like, I banged
her out. No. Madonna putting you on motherfucking Instagram and everything.
No, she might don't. Listen, she might don't.
You go everywhere with Madonna, nigga. No, they know you the new nigga. Like,
we just saying, if you get this banger.
Oh, okay.
You just talking about bang. So now,
Hold on. So you think you could smash and dash on Madonna?
Yeah, why not?
You think you can ejaculate and evacuate on Madonna?
Why not?
Why? Yeah,
fucking
course.
Hit it and quit it on
why
Madonna.
Why not?
Man, Madonna got so much money, she gets you fucking sniped out this joint.
But listen, this is the whole
thing. Oh, you just going to fucking
duck
me?
You might just need a security.
Are you just going to fuck me and duck me? Okay, put $1 million right. on his head.
She do know the Russian and Irish mob. You're right. But at the end of the day, it's like this. It might be like a version.
No, that's 61 years
old. Yeah, I don't
you're getting hooked up. You know what I mean? They got all type of surgeries.
You could buy a brand new vagina these days.
Yeah, the old head that you fucked that was 60 something. Did she
I
have
never did
it?
That. He lying on me. I never did that.
I never did that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, she had that pussy. That. Lips was all flapping to the side like seal flippers.
I never had
wizard sleeves.
I never had
the wizard sleeve joint.
I never had that.
It's like, come on, dog.
I never had that. He's lying on me.
The gee joints.
He's lying on me. He's lying. You lying on me, man. I never listen.
Bitch
I never
had the lizard gills.
I never done that. He's lying on me.
Hey, all right. So listen. So Madonna got a 25-year-old boyfriend, right?
He's a legend. He came up.
But seeing this, it just triggers something in me. Like, who's really winning out here? The Pumas or the Cougars? Because the Pumas are old nigga who mess with young chicks, and the Cougars are old woman that mess with young niggas. But who's winning out here? Is the Pumas or the Cougars winning?
Well, the Pumas got to shell out a lot of bread. I think they shell out more than the Cougars.
No, the Cougars, dude, they handing out bread too, bro. What
but see, to
about?
A Puma, if you 50 and your girl 24, you feel like that's some brand new pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, that's like some new motherfucking sneaks fresh out the box. Like, yeah. You want to wear them motherfuckers immediately. Like,
mm-hmm.
You feel like, and a 24-year-old make a old nigga feel rejuvenated. That restarts his battery. Like, that nigga shit, before he got the 24-year-old, his shit was like.
Yeah.
That nigga got that 24-year-old. Motherfucker sound like the Lion Hood up, the Lion King up under the hood.
You look spicy doing that, but
no, come on.
See how he was holding the pole.
Yeah, that looked crazy. That looked crazy.
Hey, so. And then, but the flip side is, older woman could, that shit could start her battery too. She get a young nigga fucking the leather off her jacket. You hear me? But see, the difference is, a lot of times with older men, they trying to be a nigga. They just want to fuck it. They just happy that they you know, they got some young vagina around. With older women, they kind of want to be your mama too, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it go both ways.
You think the nigga trying to be a pop?
He not.
A Puma be trying to dictate the pace.
Nah, man. They be getting ran probably most of the time.
Right. You know? Pumas be happy.
Yeah,
soon as that young bitch threaten to leave for a young nigga, I'm the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What you doing now, Sugarfoot?
Yeah.
Don't you do that to me. Don't you threaten me. That, you ain't going to win a good
The cougar's out there now.
Watch out
now. The cougar got way more control. She probably sent him up to the room. Go play the game, nigga. That's real.
Because the cougar is kind of like a mama wife, too, though.
Yeah, he is a mama.
And Mama Wives was a big episode last week.
Yeah, Mama Wives was big.
So who winning, the Puma or the Cougars?
It's hard.
I mean, just being a man, I think the Puma is winning. Because just the idea that I'm hitting some
new pussy.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, come on, man.
Because a lot of dudes.
Okay, who would you rather your mama been?
What?
A 24-year-old woman messing with a 50-year-old nigga, or a 50-year-old woman messing with a 24-year-old man?
I'd rather her dealing with an old nigga, yo. No, fuck that. I don't want my mom fucking with some nigga.
When I was in jail, my mom had, I talked to my mom one time. She was telling me this young. I said, young boy, how old is he? Yeah, he keep hitting on me. I said, hitting on you? What, he put his hands on you? Fuck you talking about? Because I was trying to figure out what she was talking about. Because I said, somebody, yeah, because you know the young guys, they like me. I said, hold up, mom. Listen, if you ever talk to a young guy, you're not my mom no more. You're my sister now. Right. You're going in the sister zone. Because, you know, you're like my sister now. I'm not even going, because I couldn't even fathom this young boy that's like my age or probably a little bit older than me slaying you. Coming through like, you made a young boy my step pop.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Just imagine the boy 2 years older than you. Like, you really coming in, he's getting a bigger piece of chicken, right? So now I don't eat chicken, but you getting your veggie burger got lettuce, tomatoes, and onions. My veggie burger just a veggie burger.
That nigga went to high school
you. But why your mama can't be happy?
Happy.
If a 24, 25-year-old
nigga. She can be happy
nigga,
with old man Bob.
No, but old man Bob don't hit her and make her nod. She want a nigga that's going to hit her and put
then,
her down.
And then you got to hear a young boy. Just imagine you walk up in the crib and a young boy blades your mom. You just hear the back of the wall.
Listen, fuck
yeah.
Me. Okay, hold on.
Tear that old ass up.
Okay,
hold on. Yeah.
Okay,
waxing
hold on.
That ass,
hold on,
like,
hold on. Wait, hold on. So
you love this young dick.
Y'all, you mean to tell me it makes you feel better hearing your mom get slayed, period. Whether it's a young nigga or old nigga.
There's a point you come in and you hear that, you really going
to
be going.
Yeah, you don't want her getting fucked to Roddy Rich or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like she listening to some young bullshit. I mean, he in there doing all them dances. Nah, man.
Hanging there cranking your mom off of dirt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you don't want that.
He in there. We started out as close friends.
All that shit.
And somehow you turned into my girlfriend.
And he might be having your mom taking like new drugs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Your mom might be taking all type of Adderall.
So y'all rather your mom be 24 fucking with an old nigga?
Yeah.
Than your mom be an older woman. See, me, mom, just be happy. I don't give a fuck. Whatever make you happy. Let me just tell you something. Because your mom could be with an old nigga and be miserable as shit. And you want to go through there and beat the shit out of
her. But that young boy going to dick your mom to the point where he could control her mind.
But not just that.
Let me just tell you something. You downstairs. If my mom at 64 could let some dick control her mind, then let her control it. Because, mom, you out here hustling back because you're selling pussy in the gay bar.
At the same time, he's saying all this shit, right? Listen, because when you come in the house and you come in the crib, you go to grab something and you walking up the steps, you hear the bed, you hear it shaking, and then the music coming out there, bust down, Tatiana. I want to see you bust down. He busting your mom down. Like, and then he come, what if he come out the room with his, listen, what if he come out with his towel on, sweating, what's up, what's going on, man? Call you by your name, going to join, your mom in there laid out.
But see, at the end of the day, dog, let me just tell you something.
That's crazy.
And I had this argument with Toot.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Because I was on live, and I said, yeah, I know, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if a nigga was baking my motherfucking daughter. Why would you say that? My daughter's 17 years old, in college. It's bake season. I know what the fuck is going on out here. It's fucking bake season. Like, then I had to ask, too, when you were 17, niggas was trying to bake the shit out you, wasn't they? So let's start living in reality. Let's not, Talib, yeah, he in the basement cooking some bitch cookies down there. He baking the shit out of it. Stop talking like that. He is. That's what he's doing. He's 20 years old. He has a female in the basement for hours. You don't think he's down there trying to bake some cookies? Let's live in reality.
Hold up. Some shit happened to me.
What?
I walked in on some shit.
What?
It's real deep and it's personal. I didn't speak to my baby yet about this, but I want to have a conversation with about it. I'm going to speak to her, but fuck it. She going to hear it on here first, and then we can break the ice and then try to explain her. We got two dogs, Dale and Buttercup. You know Buttercup.
Mm-hmm.
Dale and Buttercup. This weekend, I walked into something. I walked into the room, and they was having sex. Two girls. One was humping the other one, and one was, like, really enjoying it. So I'm saying to myself.
So your dog's lesbians?
That's what I'm thinking. Now, yeah. But listen, it wasn't about that part. The part that fucked me up was, like, y'all sisters, so this is like incest. So now I'm dealing with I'm dealing with two shit, because first of all, I never knew that dogs can be gay.
Yeah, they could be gay. My neighbor had a gay dog named RuPaul, like P-A-W, Paul.
Listen, so what I'm saying is this.
That was his name?
Yeah, they put like wigs on him and shit like that.
But, okay, wait, how you fuck you knew it? Did the owner do that? Or how did you know?
They said because the dog was always trying to fuck other niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like lick other boy dogs.
Oh, so you saying the dog wasn't like woof, woof.
Yeah, it was on some other shit they said.
Ruff.
It was ruff.
Woof.
Because I thought they was just dressing up a girl dog, but they had a dick.
But listen, this is the whole twist. More power to you, right? But right. My whole thing is, I'm saying to myself, hold up. I would have probably said something to it, because I didn't know what to say, because they looked at me like, and when they looked at me, they was like, oh, we did something wrong. We got caught, daddy caught us. But I'm saying this is what I'm saying. I wouldn't mind if that was somebody, if you was doing it with, like, you know, if Buttercup was with Darlene next door or something, and the neighbor's dog. But how you just going to be in the crib with your sister doing some freaky shit, and then like, and I'm saying to myself, I don't even know how to present this to my woman.
Hold on. Did you get the dogs from two different owners or two different places, or these dogs was born from the same mom?
Listen, they're family. They're brother and sister.
No, they stepbrother. I mean, you know, like them
sisters. They stepbrother and sister. She wants some of that pussy.
No, they sisters.
She wants some of that pussy. She wants some of Buttercup.
They stepsisters.
She wants some of Buttercup.
They stepsisters. This so you is try, like,
yeah, they but they're real. Family. They got the same. They got the same dad and the same. I'm the dad and the mom.
Nah, that's steps.
They ain't real.
You never seen a stepbrother stepsister porn before?
That'd be fake, man. That'd be scripted. Fuck. This was real shit that I seen. I'm like, hold up. Like, y'all live in the same house. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing?
So let me ask you a question. Have you ever been a homosexual?
What?
No. I've never been gay.
Nigga, Wallow, you've been a homosexual for at least
This nigga's lying.
Bro, why would he say, you going for that?
He lying to me. He's fucking lying.
Like I said, we said no disrespect to what anybody do, but come on, you going to let him put
No, 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 no.
What disrespect for what? I said homeless sexual.
A what?
A homeless sexual.
Oh, homeless sexual?
No, no.
Yes, a homeless sexual.
The fuck is that?
Nigga, you was the reason why I made up the word.
A what?
A homeless sexual.
Homeless.
When Wildo first came home from jail.
I don't know what the fuck he raised lies to.
A homeless sexual is a nigga that's homeless, but
I was never homeless. I was living with nannies. No,
nigga, you was homeless. But you had sex with bitches to lay up at their crib. You need shelter. No, when you're searching for shelter.
Hold up.
When you first came home, you laid up in about 40 bitches' cribs. Number one. Every morning I call you, we had them over Tunisia's. We had them at Tanya's.
No, hold. Let me clear the word. First of all, to be homeless, that means you ain't got nowhere to stay. I was staying in the nanny middle room.
But you couldn't tell them that you...
I'm going to keep it real. How it look like, hey, darling. I know, that was some old head shit. What's up, baby? Get over here. Let me holler at you for a minute. Man, when we going to get together? Come on, I'm going to come over your crib. I'm 37. I live I was a middle room warrior in my grandma's crib. Because think about it. I was going to hook the basement up on some back in the day shit because, you know, I come home, I'm 37, I'm still living I'm 17. But I'm like, if I hook the basement up, that really going to fuck my name up because I'm a basement warrior at 37. Like to be a basement warrior at 37 in your grandma's crib. But I'm like, I'm in the middle room. So it's like.
So you was a MRW?
Yeah, middle room warrior.
That's not worse. Because then it's like for everybody to see, like when people come over to visit, they look and you still sleep on the uncle bed. Like your shit is still out
there. No, I'm in the middle room. It's the middle room upstairs.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
you had nanny room. So I really couldn't get no action because nanny room right there and then my room, then the bed. Just imagine me in there slaying somebody. Nanny, the bed moved. Boy, what you doing in there?
Oh, nanny had been in that bitch horny as a motherfucker.
Nanny walked in one time. Listen, nanny walked in one time.
Nanny, you in there blazing shit. They're like,
No. Danny walked by to go to the bathroom one night, right? And I ain't peep. I had the porno a little up too loud, and I was shaking the dice, right? So I'm in there shaking the dice. The door cracked. I'm like this. I'm shaking the door.
You flash Danny?
No. Because listen, for some reason, I don't know why I'm still think I'm in. And I had like my.
Thinking you're in jail.
I be having like the sheet holding. I be holding the sheet like, and I had my leg up. So I'm hitting it, and Danny hit the door. I'm like.
Hold on, so you used the sheet to block?
Yeah, she almost caught me.
That's a good tactic.
But I'm like, did she hear that? Did she? Cause I was like, oh, I must have had the joint up too loud. Then I start rocking the pornos with my earphones, so she wouldn't, you know what I mean? But it was just like, it's just like, what do you look like? I'm sliding the joint, walking up the steps, because the steps on here cracking. Because you know, who you got with you, boy? They can hear it too. Yeah. So I'd have had to put a chick on my back and walk up
so the steps. So they only hear one set of feet?
Yeah, one set of heavy feet.
So you admit you was a homeless sexual?
No, I couldn't have been because I still had nanny crib. That was my location.
But you had to go to day cribs to blaze. You used to lay up at day crib every night. Every night you was at a different chick crib.
But no, a homeless sexual, from what he trying to say, is somebody that they living with the chick. I wasn't living with these chicks.
No, you was living with the different chick. You ain't got to live with one chick.
No, I wasn't living. No, that's not living. Living is when you stay in there and you posting up. And from what he's saying is a homeless sexual got to be somebody that's like, They having sex with women just to stay at the crib.
You had some stuff over there, cribs.
Yes.
You had something over there.
You left old dirty ass pair of Vans over there. Yes, you did.
I wasn't leaving my Vans.
First of all, we already knew you left your Adidas sweatpants. No, that's some dirty Vans.
The Vans. I don't play the shit about my Vans.
You ever been homeless sexual?
No.
I was before back in the
day. I know you was. Tootie probably, you probably was homeless.
No, it was before Tootie.
Who joined was you at?
Sharon.
And how was you playing it? Like you in the spot, you just was.
I ain't nowhere to go.
So you gotta put up with a lot of shit if you're a homeless sexual.
No, I actually used to like her though. I did used to like her. But I did used to use her spot for.
I guess that was like, what's that, a hotel sexual? Because I was paying for them short stays like crazy.
I think a lot of niggas out here was homeless sexuals before. You know what I mean? Especially when you come from, you know. Because a lot of women, you figure at 20, 21, a lot of women 19, 20, they be having their apartments early.
Yeah.
Niggas don't.
Yeah, they do.
That's true.
Just like, I'm just,
and there's a lot of Section 8 Jones that was at the Section 8 crib. You know they got their crib from the government. Come on.
You can pay these bills. You can hit them with some bread. Here you go. Here go $300. That's 3 months rent.
Is it? $87 a month for rent.
Go ahead, baby. Pay your rent. Do some play.
Do y'all know homeless sexuals?
Yeah, we all do.
Of course.
Is Rusty one?
Come on, man.
No, Rusty ain't one. Rusty got his own place.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that there's a lot of women out here that know that they live with homeless sexuals?
Yeah, they cool with that.
They cool with that?
So, yeah, some women, they don't care about it. They just want some in-home wood.
Yeah.
It's wintertime, too.
I think it lets them know, like, they got them locked in, too. Because it's like, where else you going to go, my nigga?
Yeah, where you
got
nowhere else to go.
Shut up. Yeah.
How you going to eat? Where you going to go? Like, he got to come home. He ain't got to win.
So for women, that's just like, that's a way to win then. For
that's
them,
a winner, man.
That's
man.
How they look at it, huh?
Shit, dude.
Absolutely.
Why? Okay, so looking from the other perspective, if you a woman, why would you want a homeless sexual? I mean, why would you want a nigga that brings absolutely nothing to the table?
Because you got
to
imagine, you know what kind of tenacity you giving out dick when your fucking roof depends on another, it. Like, it's just like.
She like, this nigga got to go.
Like, this is rent. This dick got to be rent.
You got homeless sexual hunters out here. Where they looking for dudes online. Looking for a nice, built, buffed, straight out of jail homeless sexual construction worker. Fucked up Tims. Because you know when your Tims fucked up, they say, if you got dusty Tims, you'll put some work in. Like, you fight for fuck for your life. Motherfuckers out here fucking for their life. Cause so now you go over shit crib. Hey, listen, and they know what they do. Like a hope. Listen, they got what you call homeless sexual kit, trap kits, where they tell you all this stuff. You go in there, they got that food cooking. You smell the food. It's nice and warm. It's not too hot, but it's toasty in there. You walk in. She's like, no, go ahead, baby. Take it. Go ahead, take a shower. You go take a shower. She got a roll for you, some drawers, some socks. You put your kid over, right, some shorts, some ball shorts. You throw your little stuff, or you go downstairs. She there with the robe on. She got that food. You got that plate, the chicken, the piece of chicken this big. She's like, I'm going to lock him in. I got to trap him.
I'm going to keep it all like real, though. Like don't let keep niggas around like a hot meal.
Listen, hot meal. Listen, you go up there.
Hot shower, listen, hot meal.
Listen, you go up there, you fuck the corners off the bed. The bed breaks. She's like, oh, I'm keeping this up. You like, she know you fucking for your life. You know how people be fighting for their life? You fucking for your life. Like, you like,
and you it's at, all or nothing.
You like, oh, you only got one kid? Yeah, he be with his dad on the weekends. You like, oh, this is me. You like, this is me. Oh, man, this shit is me. I got me a spot. I'm in.
You know what I mean? Fucking for his life.
You fucking for your
and
life.
And if she got a kid, you know she keeping some kind of food in the crib. So.
Listen, and she like, no, that juicy, that you like the raspberry juicy. I got my son the apple. So the raspberry, you like, what? I got a case of juicy juice too?
But if you fuck the brakes off of her, the nigga could get away with drinking the kid's juice. Yep. The kid be mad. But the wife be like, stop, leave Marvin alone.
You fuck the brakes off some of these bitches, you do anything. You talk to their son like, shut up.
Shut the hell up.
Hey,
and she'd be like, boy, you better listen to your dad.
Right.
Oh, what? Raheem was my dad last week. Mike, your dad now. Shut up. Get your ass upstairs. He don't want to hear. And then she, listen, you fucking it so good. He think he wouldn't be grown. Get your ass upstairs. And a minute he going to be living with his dad because we don't need that in our house. Damn. How is that y'all? Like, the house was just you and your son. Now my man come in, he fucking for his life. You come, you never even knew you could come till he came through.
Hey, let me tell you something. There's a lot of niggas out here fuck common sense out of bitch.
Yeah. Everything goes. She thinking with a heart and not a mind.
You hear me?
I mean,
nigga fuck common sense spine. Out of bitch.
Nigga laid dick all on the spine. Removed the spine with dick. Ah, hey, you back now.
Hey, because on a sadder note, there's a lot of women out here who same thing. They bring in a homeless sexual. Mm-hmm. You know. He fucked the cushion out the mattress. Yeah, I mean, now
the pillow was a piece of paper. Now they flat.
Now,
here they
now, now the daughter in the room like, mom, Mr. Marty be looking at me funny like when I be walking around here.
Girl, you lying. That boy.
No. Now it's the daughter's fault. I told you stop walking around here with them tights on.
You got tights on.
That's crazy.
You little fresh ass.
You little fresh ass.
He ain't do nothing. Listen, when a nigga fucking for their life, ain't nothing he can
can't
do wrong.
He can't do no wrong. That's crazy, but that leads to some real shit real that shit Gil talking about right there, yo.
I mean, that's why you got to watch it. Yeah. See, but these moms will be putting it to the side. Now you got a fucking predator in your joint.
Yeah.
Right. Predator.
Predator Paul all in your fucking house. Right. And you don't see. You can't see. Listen.
Oh, because he don't fuck the common
life,
sense.
When a homeless sexual fucking for their life, they fuck all sense out of you. You can't see nothing. If it ain't their way, it ain't no way.
Right.
Nah, that's real.
But you do it, and I told you, stop walking around here like
hot
that.
Ass. You want to be fresh. Little nasty ass. Like, damn, I ain't, but mom, I walk around with a sweatsuit on all day. I wear my hoodie and my ball shoes. I don't think you think you slick. All this dumb ass shit. She just
it's crazy, though. And what's so crazy, right, is that you got homeless sexuals out here, right, who really be living better than niggas that wake up and go to work every day. Mm-hmm. If he meet the right chick.
Yeah.
Because a chick will fool themselves into thinking they so insecure that they ain't worth it. Mm-hmm. Because they done dealt with so many fucked up niggas in their life. that done fucked them over, that
I'm not worth it.
I'm not worth it anymore.
Might as well deal with Dirty Dave.
Right. Just so I can have somebody in house so I ain't looking stupid.
A warm body.
Because I'm tired of looking stupid to my cousins and my sisters because all of them have men and I can't keep a man. I don't care if I just need a body in the house.
Everything is a competition.
Competition. I just need a body in the house. Yep. The more and more your sister posting on Instagram, her relationship is killing you.
Yep.
I don't have a body in my house.
Yeah.
I just need a body in the house.
And they'll front and make it like that nigga's buying them shit and shit like that when it's not. They bought that person themselves. It's like, my baby loved me so much.
They go buy themselves a diamond ring and then fall the fuck out crying.
Yeah. I can't believe you were proposing.
It's like when you buy yourself something from your kids for Christmas.
Okay. He's been saving since he came home from jail and it's all
he's a real one. He's the last of a dying breed.
She be
niggas back in style.
She be lying like a motherfucker. Baby just flew us to Punta Cana. Bitch, no he
don't even know how to pronounce Punta Cana. he don't even know how to get on a flight. Fuck as you tell. He don't know how to. He ain't even had the proper identification. You had to get him some fake one from Boo Boo down the way.
Let's get it to $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
This $1 million worth of game and segment is brought to you by Barstool
Sports.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
What up, Gilly? I need some game for real, for real. I've been watching and listening to y'all podcast for like 6 months now. I'm a cool young dude, and I racked up a light 50,000. I got my own car.
Not bad.
Oh, no, he's not bad. I've always been good with the ladies, but my hairline's been going back for some years now. I'm 26 now, and I feel too young for my shit to be so messed up. I've been wearing a hat on my head for the past 3 years, and I've been wearing do-rags, even in the house. Since you, Wallow, and Dev are all bald, what advice would you give me with this situation?
Sometimes you gotta let it go.
Yup. P.S. I'm definitely insecure about my shit. Help me out, OG, please. Well, let me tell you something, younger. The first rule of being a thorough individual is never hold on to something that ain't holding on to your back. You hear me? You holding on to something, I don't give a fuck what it is in life. You can't hold on to something that's not holding on to your back. It's not loving your back. You got to let it go.
You got to embrace your horseshoe.
Sing the song for you.
Sometimes you got to let it go. Let it go, let it go.
I got it from here. That nigga headlines a TKO. Whoa. I think you better let it go.
I always wanted to be a singer. That don't have nothing to do with it. But like, you got to embrace your horseshoe. Like,
yeah, you embrace yours this week because your bird's nest is extreme. Drop your head down, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. He got the brand new Drop Phantom.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Drop Ooh. Phantom with the new with the Giovanni wheels.
moving on up.
Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, man, it's like this. Confidence always wins. So embrace that shit. Embrace it. Fuck it. You know what I mean? It's genetics. It ain't on you. It's on your pop, man. My pop fucked me up too, man. Yeah, I mean, I wish I had a head full of luxurious and glorious shit, but I don't. So I had to embrace it. I embraced my shit at an early age too. As soon as my shit started going back right here a little bit, I could have held on. I could have fought it, younger. I could probably still fight it. Had a Batman symbol. You shine a light on my shit.
The logo, because you don't go up there.
Yeah, I mean, holy jeepers, Batman. You know what I mean? Yep. Motherfucker coming to see the world. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that wasn't for me, man. I said, I can't hold on to something that ain't holding on to me. Back, cut that shit off, man. Embrace that shit. You running around here talking about, I feel insecure. You fucking bitches with a hat on. You got to fit it out on fucking bitches, man. Take that shit off, man.
Yo, he sweat bullets. He got his hat turned back.
Nigga talk about always got a do-rag on. Nigga got a do-rag on because of shit back here.
Yeah, got nothing to do with no waves.
Got nothing to do with no waves or nothing.
Hold on. You'll never hit something with a do-rag on because you ain't get a chance to shave your shit.
Like, I never wore do-rag in my life.
Oh, okay. Dude, I don't play that shit.
Back when I was trying
to get waves, I wore my mama's stockings.
The stock is
and
real
I'm
going to
keep it all
the
way real. Back then, my mom's slim. So my mom only weighed like $114. So them joints was tight as shit. I was like this trying to get that my phone.
Did you get waves? Did you ever accomplish it?
Because after trying to having a stocking on my head for 3 nights, I woke up that day and killed myself because no blood was going to my head. I woke the fuck up. I was lightheaded all day. That stocking was too tight, like, so I gave up on getting waves. Yo. I said, fuck that shit. I'm cool. I'm tapping out. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm from Africa, motherfucker. I'm cool, motherfucker. I keep the motherfucking little, look like a goddamn 100 ants running around up that motherfucker. I keep that joint. I'm cool. Mm. I ain't need waves.
Bull lucky they had kept this shit till 26. If my shit was going 21, I had to got rid of my shit. So,
mm-hmm. So let's get into... If you had a girl, right, and she agreed to give you a threesome.
Wowzers.
Like this, y'all, baby, let's have a threesome. All right, cool, I'm with it. You know. Who picks the girl? Because I solely believe you just shut the fuck up and go along for the ride. And not only who picks the girl, but what's the limit on the nastiness. Like, can you get the other bitch? Can you kiss her? Can you eat the pussy? Can you eat the ass? Like, can you suck her feet? Like, can you do all the shit you do to your woman to the girl that you're bringing in for the threesome? Like, is it a limit to the nastiness?
It's definitely a limit. I done ruined some situations going past the limit.
Well, okay, this is what I'm saying.
Tell us about it, Dev. What happened?
No, it's just like, you know, you have a joint. The joint brought in another joint because they always want to pick. A little worse than that.
They seemed like
was cool with everything that went down. What happened was my main John had to go to work. And I'm like, I'm trying to save her every moment. So I'm going all night. I'm trying to rock.
So she like, yo, for real, we got to go to bed. Like, I got to go to work in the morning. So we
all. Trying to get that chick out of there.
No. So look, we all lay down. We all of us lay down. Me and the joint is still like fumbling around with each other. And keep waking her. She like, yo, can y'all stop? Like, cool. So now I go back to regular, right? So then we start up again.
So she say, yo, I really got to go to work. Go in the other room with
that. I bet.
So I go in the other room, you know what I'm saying? And we end up doing our thing the whole night. And I fell asleep in there.
Was you raw? Did you fuck her raw?
You relax.
Keep it real.
Did you fuck her raw?
Yes, he was. Ooh, baby, he likes it raw.
Relax.
Ooh, Devin, he likes it raw. Dev Nasty likes it raw.
Rigger, raw, rigger, yeah.
Give me some.
Yo,
pass me a condom and I'm going to throw it away.
Home of the wrong dog to do you fuck.
R.I.P. old dirty old bastard. Dirty.
He was one of my favorite rappers.
I know. He was. It was your theme music. Did you bareback
her? Keep it real.
Yeah.
All right, see.
As soon as he get a pregnancy on his record, he start coming against other niggas. He turned his back.
He got a cap gun.
CGD.
Cap gun.
They like you walking in. You know CGD? CBD?
No, CDD.
No. CGD. Who that? Cap gun Dev.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so you slayer. You going out of
the
room. What happened?
Yeah, and then the next morning, I wake up to the lights coming on, and she like, yo, can you get your stuff out my room? And slam the door. Bang! And I knew what it was. She slamming shit around.
Let me just say something. How do you have a threesome and lay up and cuddle with the bitch that was brought in? You a nut ass nigga. You a nut ass nigga. You cuddled all night with the bitch. Cheat your woman open the door. You in there like this. Like a nut. Like a fucking nut.
He cut it.
Yeah. So my whole thinking is, if we going to agree to have a threesome, if we going to say, okay, we going to bring somebody into the bedroom, how the fuck we going to put limits on this shit? We supposed to go all the way the fuck out. This is only for one night, like Luther Vandross. Yeah, I mean, if only for one night.
So you won't blow on the chick butt, like, you won't get a chick at HBO? You won't get a chick a Heine blowout at HBO? You won't give an HBO?
No.
That's what I'm saying, see? It's limitations.
No, but the limitations is on me.
He went crazy. Listen, he got pissed on that.
Listen, the limitations is on me.
Gotta go to shower.
That's the difference. The limitations ain't on too. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do no. The limitations on me. I don't know this bitch. I ain't giving this bitch no HBO. She ain't getting no Heine blowout. Like, is you kidding me? Like, but if I wanted to, I could. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that that's the rules in my house. I'm just saying that I just feel like if we going to agree to have a threesome, then it should be no motherfucker. How we going to have a threesome, but you can't fuck her hard. Hold on, let me write down all the things you can't do. Don't suck her titties.
Sometimes they say you can't actually fuck. Like, you can't penetrate. Like, you get your dick sucked. You could be in the middle of all that.
That ain't no threesome.
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't no threesome.
They got all kind of shit.
That ain't no
you ain't something. Care about none of that shit. You fuck wrong, got pissed on. Everything got HBO.
Like, that's not no threesome. Like a threesome is, oh, she can come in, she can eat my pussy. She can suck your dick. We could do scissor legs. Do the scissor legs.
Scissor time.
No. Like, how we gonna do that? And no, I want some of this pussy too. Like, for real, like, it, like, because a chick could do that just to really please what she want really to go on.
Yeah. It is scissor legs.
She thinks she act like she looking out for you. Yeah, like, I'm gonna bring a girl.
She getting hers.
And she all in it. She kissing a bitch. Mm-hmm. They bumping antennas. They rubbing titties together trying to get the right station on. They mixing
the station.
All,
come on, you out the room. All right, cool. You can leave. Right.
They mixing all types of juices doing the scissor leg, but all you can get is a little sloppy toppy. Then the bitch, she know what's going on because she know your woman ain't truly all the way there with you. So she give you. She don't even want to give you a real dick. So she down there like that.
Nah, but getting a double head though is you know.
Let me tell you something. Getting a double head is cool, but let me tell you something. You get the double head, but then you want it. After the double head, you want to stab a bitch like Chucky.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Look, because we all know ain't no pussy like new pussy.
Yep.
Now you think I end up sleeping in another room.
Let's be for real. Like, let's be for real. Don't know.
And what's better than new pussy is two pussy.
Absolutely. Fuck is wrong with you, or three or four.
You definitely got to let them pick, though. But sometimes they won't pick certain things. They don't want to pick nothing that they feel sometimes not confident enough to bring that to the table.
See, let me just tell you something. I only think that you're supposed to let them pick. You can let them pick, but I only think that it's guaranteed that they pick if it's somebody they know. See, if it's somebody they know, then you got to let them pick because you can't be like,
I want Keisha.
How about Tanya? She like, oh, so that's, oh,
that's
how the
what
fuck.
You, that's what
oh,
you
so,
want?
So that's how the fuck you've been looking at Tanya every time she comes. So you guys got to be quiet. And even if she bring it up, I was thinking about asking Tanya to do it with us. I mean, baby, if that's what you want to do. It's up to you, baby.
Please big Tanya. Please, that big old ass.
Please, big butt Tanya.
I want a sprayer.
So what about when she be like, Tanya, or do you want to fuck with Jessica? Which one?
Then you'd be like, babe, it's up to you. Babe, that's your choice.
And you just do it in the back of your head.
Let me tell you something. Don't ever let the bitch set you up.
Yeah, lie
no,
right
pick
up.
One. No, babe, whatever it is you want. I want to do what you want to do.
Oh, Tanya.
Right.
Oh, you've been looking at it. I knew you've been looking at Tanya.
Or you got to be like, I don't like the way Jessica be treating you. I don't like the friendship, like the way she be treating you.
No, she run her mouth too much. That's the best way to do it. No, what's the name? Run her mouth too much. No, she talk too much. What's the name? The only reason I don't really like it, but I do it with her because she real quiet. Yeah. She low key.
I don't want nobody knowing our business.
You got to finesse it.
That's the finesse joint, ain't it? I mean, no, not of a bitch ugly. No, she cool, but she run her mouth.
She talk too much. Everybody know our business.
Bitch talk too much. I don't want everybody knowing our business.
Everybody know our business.
Everybody.
It's not for everybody.
What you listening to right now? What music?
I'm listening to Baby King, Die For My Bitch. That's the name of his album.
I heard the little bit of stuff you was playing. He's different. It's entertaining. I like it.
Orange Soda and all that. He's definitely. I'm also listening to Zig Money from Philly.
I like Zig Money.
Always pounce out.
I swear
Philly.
He went to school with him.
I'm listening
only
to Maxo Cream. Who else?
I've been really in my Nipsey bag.
I listen to Nipsey. I always listen to Nipsey, but that Queen and Slim soundtrack, that joint decent.
Oh, for real?
But did you ever see the movie yet?
Yes, I've seen the movie.
Yeah, that shit dope.
It was not that good.
I'm listening to Roddy Ricch heavy.
Roddy Ricch got some
like Roddy real Ricch.
He
like,
going in.
Like, I'm listening to him the way I was listening to Dirk. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it'll last as long.
He going
but
in.
I've been listening to that shit.
I've been listening to 37 Mac.
Always.
I've been listening to. I give Roddy some burn. I've been listening to Lil Baby lately. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Lil Durk. It's this kid out of Camden named Jay Copes.
Always. Fuck with Jay.
Core new album was pretty good.
I was listening to Pac-Man the Gunman over there, All Money In. Yeah, Pac-Man the Gun. That's his name.
Pac-Man the Gunman?
Yeah, Nipsey and People. All Money In.
I ain't never heard it.
Jay Stone album is banging. Cobby Supreme, Think About You. Diamond Street Keem and Pound South Pop got a song called Sue Young. I've been fucking with that. It's a lot of stuff. I'll be all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm rock and roll boy too. Yeah. Heavy.
Gil got me on that Wore Down Core joint. I listened to that like.
Yeah. Core's
crazy Core's amount crazy. Of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Core's crazy.
So let's get into Stories from the Cell.
Stories from the Cell is a special edition. I was on Instagram, right? And a fellow, once an inmate, so it was like a brotherhood of inmates, fresh out, Mr. Commodore, he was on this page, and he bothered me because he called himself making a fifi, which is a prison pussy. What happened was, is manufactured prison pussy. What happened was he did it, and I was so offended because he didn't do it right. I took offense. Like, hold up, you disrespecting the penitentiary pussy. Like, you just
didn't build. He didn't build the box the way you want to build the box.
So I had a. Let me see. Brought my kit with me.
Hold up, your kit.
Yeah, I'm going to show you how to do it.
What are you talking about? A pussy kit? Yeah, a fake pussy kit.
Brought my kit.
Come on, man. Hold on. This the shit you be using? Like,
Hold on. We ain't too much. You're talking too much, Dev.
Come on, man. What's going on with this, man?
And I'm going to show you how to make prison pussy.
What?
Number one, you got to have a nice towel.
Come on, man.
You have a nice towel, right? Put my kit out here. And it's different type of lubes you can use. See, one thing about this. This is like baby oil / jelly. This is just crazy. This is like baby oil. This is like mix. You can use that. Or you can use just the standard lotion. Or you can use good old faithful Vaseline, the good old faithful. You know what I mean?
Let me see that. Dog, why is the chunk missing out this joint? Dog, why is the chunk missing out that joint?
No, that ain't about that. Ain't that
dog?
Ain't.
Look how much is a chunk
exactly.
Missing
that
out there.
That's
dog,
the only kit time that he you be using.
Just let me see that. Don't come on, man. So even when it depends on what you like. Me, I like this because it's like wet, sticky, gooey. It's the best of both worlds. But you can use the lotion if you want to. You can use the Vaseline. Whatever you choose to use is up to you. Now, these is two of the. See, in jail, we used to have to steal these out of the kitchen. These are the gloves you fill up with the water, right? You fill your gloves up with water for the warmers, two gloves, right? I used to steal them out of the kitchen. Everybody know about it. You steal the gloves, put a couple in your pocket after work. Tell me, oh, man, give me some of them gloves. You see what I'm saying? So, and here go the plastic right here. This is the coochie right here.
That's so right now he's got a yellow rubber glove.
So let me show you something. You take right here. I see. I got the kit already.
So now you got two yellow gloves.
You got one. You only need one yellow. See this right here? You fill this up with hot water, right?
So this is two gloves filled up with hot water.
You put one on this side. You put one on the front, one on the back, right?
Yeah.
Right? Hot water. Nice joints. You put them right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you
So right now, to the people that's listening, he has two white gloves filled
white
up with
gloves.
Hot water.
You put a hot glove over here.
And a yellow glove
and a hot glove over here. The yellow glove is the vagina,
mm-hmm.
right? And the hot, what's the name is the, that's the heat of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do one of these joints. You come right here, you're rolling, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had a glove sticking out a little bit more so you could, easy, slide mm-hmm. in. You tighten it up real good. Let me make sure I got this tight. Like, wham. Now you're rolling, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you can put either a rubber band around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, this goes anywhere. You could do like this, however you want this right here, right? Mm-hmm. See that right here? That's right there is the entry point, right? And right here, you want this to be tight. See, you can use a rubber band, or you can sometimes tie this part right here, right? See, because you tie this just because of this. This is why you're tying this. Don't you know when you first crack the seal? You get a wet, but you still got to get inside of there, right? So you can tie this part right here. You know, it depends on, you know, how you want it, because you want to crack that seal, and then you want to have it a little loose. So when you get in, you know how you get in it, the first part, it'd be a little...
Yeah, it's like you making it so real realistic.
So hold on. Let me explain what he got going on. Hold on. To the listeners, right? He has two white gloves filled up with hot water.
Yeah.
In the middle of the two white latex gloves, he set a yellow latex gloves in between the two white gloves.
No. No, this is a fresh glove.
He's going to finger it. He's like, all right, that joint all right.
And now that feel like some loose pussy. I'm going to keep it all the way real, though. That joint feel like some loose pussy. What do you mean? Wait till you go in there. I ain't going in there. What the fuck is you talking about?
Now listen. Look at the lips, dude.
Look at the lips, wild. Oh my God, that's some bad pussy, right?
Thank you. So you get it in. So listen, and this is what you do, right? You can take this, right? See, it depends on what you like. See, different people like different things, but you take this, look.
So right now he's pouring the lubricant.
You got lubricant, or you can use lotion, or you can use Vaseline. But that's some old school shit. Like you want a real.
Like sometimes now, do you mix the chemicals? Do you mix them?
Stick your finger in there. I swear, Gil, stick your finger there. I'm telling you, it's clean. Stick your finger there and feel the warmness of it. Go ahead, stick your finger in. That's a Fifi. Go in there. What did that feel like? Tell me what that feel like. Be honest.
He's still going.
Be honest. He finger popping it. I told you. This is a real loud. Listen. This is a Fifi action.
That joint do feel like some pussy, though.
Now say if you in the cell, you take it, you put it on the table, and you go from here. But hold up. Now let me tell you how the threesome go down, right? You know you can have a Fifi and have a threesome, right? See, because I didn't show you the whole equipment.
Dog, that shit all on my hands now.
Bang! Smart books! You gotta have your books out, right? So listen. So this how you have a threesome in the joint, right? You had your joints, right? You had a Fifi right here, right?
Hold on. Show them smart books, dog. Where the fuck did you get smart books
from? Come on, man. So listen. You had one right here, right? So you take a scene right here. You don't want to have an orgy. Orgy is when a dude is in the shot. You don't want to have another dude in the shot. But right here, you'll take it, right? You got her. Oh, my God. Like, and then you have another one right over here. So now you got her in the shower. You got her right here. You have them laid down. You be from here. Oh, my God. Oh, one kiss of you over here. You just looking. You just going back and forth. Like, you just like this, wilding out. And then before you know, you like
so
this.
So why the pages sticking together, though?
Come on, man. Like, no, I don't know. Paper probably messed up.
But listen, you use these books?
You know he used them, Gil. Come on, bro. Listen,
you be from here, right?
I ain't seen no old school magazines in a minute.
Listen, come on. Look how he looks. So nice, ain't she?
Oh, she got some nice titties.
So listen, you be from here. Wham, wham. You got the Fifi, and you just like that. Then you got to slow up and talk to him. Yeah, I told you. You was mine. I told you what time it was. Look at you. You know what I mean? And you got different books. It depends on what type of books you want to use. Sometimes if you're from the hood and you want to go skiing or something, you get a snow bunny, or you want to go to the Poconos, you get some snow. It depends on what you want. But this is this.
So you definitely got the two white girls right here.
The snow. But listen, you know I mean,
you like the snow. You like to jerk off to the snow.
No,
huh?
It don't matter. It don't even matter when you're in the joint.
Hold on. Why wouldn't you make two different fifis with two different tightnesses so you could bounce back and forth and really feel like you in it?
It's too messy because I don't want to deploy. I'm in the clean up.
Ah,
I mean, because right here when I'm standing up near the desk, I'm already standing on the towel, the catch towel.
Got
so,
you.
So anytime I come in and out, I'm talking.
It
to
all
him.
Dripped down to
I'm
the.
Talking, listen, I'm talking got to you. Him. But the whole thing about this.
So you ever been in that same joint right there, and your cellie walked in?
No. I do that time when I know he locked in the yard. He can't come in. But the whole thing is, this is the Fifi. As you can see, Gil finger popped it. You want to try it again? Mm-mm. Gil finger popped it real good. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna keep it up. There was still some loose pussy.
But it was good.
Because I could have fit my whole hand in that motherfucker. That's some loose
pussy. It's about this. When you get in the tie, you squeeze it. Like, so right. When you're down here, you from here. You see what I'm saying? So
that's like when you fucking the chicken, she got to push her stomach down?
Yeah, it's like you got to push your stomach down. It's like you always, you know, you going in. And you know what I mean? It's all, you want to try it?
Let me test this joint. Yo, that's all right. That's pretty decent.
See?
It do feel like some pussy, though.
I told you.
Niggas in the penitentiary is some creative motherfuckers. Who the fuck said I'm putting three gloves together?
I'm telling you, that's pretty decent. So, y'all some innovative balls.
So listen, if you're looking to buy a penitentiary pussy, get with me at 1-800-PENITENTIARY-PUSSY. I will be selling these on my website coming soon. But no, straight up, this is classic. Listen, this is classic penitentiary pussy. Like, you can't beat this. So, you know what I mean? But you got to do it only on certain occasions, like your birthday or like it's a day you just down. You can't do it all the time because you'll burn it out and you won't feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll
and
get
then,
used to
and
it.
Then, and then peep. As soon as you're done, all you got to do is you just unlock this, wham, drop that shit right in the trash and get rid of it.
So you don't keep the fifi?
No, if you're in the joint, so, you got to keep stealing these gloves from the kitchen.
So what if a nigga can't get no gloves?
You won't get gloves.
What if a nigga just came up on a set of gloves? Everybody don't got access to gloves.
He just keep rinsing them out.
You ain't never rinse your gloves.
Yes, you did.
I did a couple times.
I know he did.
I did, because they ain't had none at the moment, but you don't have to. You can get the
hookup. So that's like fucking a chick without washing. Like, you fucked her, you shot all in her, you left all the cream in her, and then you just double back, she ain't even wash up.
No, you're going to wash it out.
Hell, where you going to wash it out at? So hold on, let me ask you a question. So you washed a fifi full of nut out in your prison sink, where your cellie...
Listen, man, all you got to do is...
No, stop trying to get around what I'm asking you. He act like he an attitude, man. The fuck that you talking?
Nah, he 100%
So you wash that nasty shit out in a prison sink where your celly brushes teeth out and all that old kind of shit.
No, because he pulled out and spilt on the book. Like, you seen it on the book. He pulled out, or even on the magazine.
This is what happened. This is what happened. You would take this, right? All you're going to do is take this. You're going to take it, put it under the sink, let the water go in there, shake it up, pour it out. But then put some soap in it.
Rinse and repeat.
Rinse it out, rinse and repeat. And then once you rinse it and repeat, you're going to put it inside out, let him dry out, you know what I mean? Let him dry out on something. Yeah. And then it's a wrap. Like,
then
this,
you're back
this,
in business.
Like, this go in the trash. Like, this done now. Now these, you can just flush these, right? And then now, see, what I'm going to do is, when my kid is, roll the towel back up. Because the towel ain't getting no damage to it.
Yes, it did.
What you doing?
You might have spilt all on the towel.
The floor towel. That was a towel that any fluids came on. That one. Because I'm gonna make sure the gloves sticking out far
Let
enough.
Let me find out y'all niggas ran a drain on a fifi.
Them and his niggas was up there sharing fifis. Him and his cellar. You done with it yet?
Yo, they made it two sided, bro. They was both hitting it. They was looking right at each other. You tearing that up, Lo. Turn her around.
That pussy's amazing.
He said, turn her around. I want the mouth now.
This the old twist though. Like on some real. Like,
turn the fifi around. Give me some of that mouth. Him and his cellie laid in the bed sideways. We put the fifi in the bed. They hit at the same time.
Yo, like it was some real shit. Like it was some
Niggas
real
talking about low backup son. He told his cellie, backup son, you poke it through.
You lying over me, man. Come on with that bullshit.
Niggas done headbutted each other.
Oh, you hit me, dog. Oh, that's a foul in the play. Come on, you out of pocket.
Yo! Oh my God.
Nigga, Wallow went to the next time I got a concussion. He headbutted me, I got CTE.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo!
That's crazy,
bro.
Niggas was laying in the cell sharing a motherfucking fifi.
No, in the king size bed. When they brought the bunk down.
Y'all out of pocket, man. Y'all lying, Obi. Yo, listen.
He told the guard, listen, man, I'm taking the top bump out, man. We making this shit a king size. We going to lay in the bed together and share fifi.
Listen, I ain't even going to hold you, man. The first time I had a fifi, I thought I was like on a conjugal visit. I thought I went on a home pass. I was in penitentiary. I was like, oh my God. But and then the old head told me, young blood, you can't be tapping them things like that. Don't beat the pussy up. I said, what the fuck is you talking about? I'm telling you, man. It'll wear out. You ain't gonna be. And then I said, okay, bet.
With a party tape had to be crazy.
Yeah, the party tapes, listen to the sex tape. Oh my God. Yeah.
You a Spilly D. Williams for sure.
Okay. So, take a prison like Dallas Penitentiary.
Dallas, the Pink Palace.
Okay. How many prisoners are there?
Like 3,000, 3,000 to 4,000, some shit like that.
How many inmates got a fee?
I don't know. I can't say. I think hundreds of them, at least hundreds.
Yeah, but that's what
everybody don't even know how to make a fee. Like a young boy come to jail and somebody's school, but a lot of people don't even know about the fee game.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So that's why when you was like, anybody could get gloves. If anybody could get gloves, everybody would have fee.
The thing is, I want to guess how many people you think watching this right now is going to go make one. That's what I want. Niggas is home. Niggas gonna make one.
I think a lot of dudes just wanted because they wanted experience. Like, yo, is that really like?
No, I'm gonna keep it all the way real though. That thing felt like some pussy.
Yeah, no, it did.
Would you listen? If two got on your mind, would you go downstairs in the basement and make one?
I already got a pocket pussy.
Oh yeah, the joint, but they from the store. That's like a hookup from the store.
Because he's saying it's different when you custom build your ideal joint. Like you're picking your kind of wetness.
No, like, let me just say you something. Like,
like, see, you got to say.
He act like he GM and shit. Like he bends. I'm designing a new Fifi.
Yeah, the handmade joint like a Bentley. Like a Bentley.
I don't want to design pussies. Fuck is you talking about?
My man one time, he had made a Fifi that was alien pussy. I said, he's yeah, man, I had some alien pussy. Like, I said, oh, how the fuck?
And you borrowed it.
No, he said I had alien, like an alien.
Yeah.
I said, how? He said, because I had like the bluish of the glove. Because he ain't had no yellow glove. He had one of them greenish bluish joints. He said, it was like I was fucking the alien. He said, yo, you niggas is crazy. Like, he's in the yard. I'm like, yo, you fucking crazy, man. He said, no, that joint was legendary. And I said, what book did you have with it? He told me the book. I said, oh, I seen that book before. I said, what page? Oh yeah,
you remember the pages?
Yeah, you remember the scenes. You got to remember like what book is that? They be like, yeah, I had the Buttman with what's name? Cause they had a smut book called Buttman Black Video Illustrated and Black Tales.
But that makes a joint Buttman.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the name of the movie.
But it do make sense that they would remember the pages because that's like a person remembering what joint they want to go to on the internet. But that's how y'all had to do it.
Yeah, you can. It ain't like the internet where you can save it, copy, so did you, and save the page.
But listen, he used to count the bitches.
What you mean?
Like, yeah, I fucked Pinky when I was in jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah. I count all of my joints. All the chicks like, damn, I hit her this many times. I used to have a little notepad. I used to be like, damn, I seen this book. Like, books I seen, because it was books. Because, like, you might see volume 23, book number 2, but you ain't see none of 22 volume. So I'd be like, I gotta see that book, see them.
Well, you know how, like, everybody reminisce. Like, you was in jail for 20 years, so when you came home, did you ever, you still lacing toilets at Gil's crib?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you still was washing up with your boxers on
for
a long time.
Still wash his drawers
so,
at night.
Yeah, so.
And hang them up.
So was you still, honest to God, was you still using Fifi's here and there before you got with April when you came home?
Well, what I was saying was this, like on some real shit, like you come home and you be looking at all them scenes that I seen in the magazines. I went and looked for him, like Cherokee, like the name of the joint.
Where you could watch him in real life.
Baby
action.
Got back 54. I'd be like, damn, I remember I seen that book. And I'm like, damn, I finally get to see it. And I'd be like, looking at it like, you know how many times I partied to that scene right there?
Yeah, you
and
know what's like, so crazy? We on the phone one day. He on loudspeaker. This nigga like, it's like probably like 11 o'clock at night. He on no toot next to me like, all right, cuz, I mean, I'll hit you later, man. I'm about to go ahead, jerk off, and then take it down.
Like, yeah, Tootie was like, he's jerking off on the street. I just came home. I was focused, man.
But who tells somebody that? Yeah, I'm about to squeeze one off, man.
I didn't know. I didn't like, but the whole thing is about, it was more importantly that I'm like, damn, Toot might look at me like, damn, he's a loser. He ain't get no buns. He ain't get no ass on the street. Like, your cousin come home, he's not getting no cheeks out here. And it's like his cheeks, it's like a cheek fest out here. His cheeks everywhere. But I was just like really in my zone. Like when I first came home.
Cuz I'm too focused. I told him that for girls.
He's like, yo, man, you ain't getting no.
I said, nigga, you ain't no pussy in 20 years. I start saying, did you hop the other side of the fence up there?
Oh, man. No, but it was
fuck
like.
You mean? Because I gotta go for my life. My life's on the line. I said, nigga, so is your pipe, nigga. You better just get some pussy. Fuck if you don't.
He said all that until chick start stalking his DM down like, your cousin tell him I'm looking for him in the daytime with a flashlight.
Yeah, one fat
he just gonna fuck me like this.
Yeah.
He gonna fuck me like this.
He said it was just one fat bitch.
He lied.
Chick was crazy. He lied. She was crazy. Like,
so this is a real joint.
Yeah, this bitch was 5'3", 220.
No, he lying. It wasn't like, it was not.
Bitch was built like the Maurice Rice, remember the running? No, what's the running back? Where
gets you fucking lying, man.
For the Ravens. Or
hold on, hold on. Hold on. No, so now you said you defended her like you hit it.
No,
you hit
no,
it?
No, no, no.
Yeah, he definitely hit it.
I wore her ass out, right?
He tackled his shit out that running
she
back.
Was, she was in his hole like,
that bitch was
at?
A fullback.
I want him. No, he's lying. He's lying about
the description. He tackled his shit out that fullback.
He's lying about the description.
He's lying.
The description he's lying about, but I was slaying
that bitch
and spraying
was a heavy Chevy. You hear me?
I was slaying and spraying it. But listen,
he
man.
Was, she was definitely looking for this nigga with, in the daytime with a flashlight. She definitely was, but she was a heavy Chevy.
Listen, we ready to get up out of here, but I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all our fans, all our supporters, all our new supporters for tuning in to $1 million Worth of Game as presented by Barstool Sports. Listen, man, we out of here. We ready to roll out. What you want to say, cuz?
I want to say, man, we graciously thank you guys for making us at the top of the charts every week and listening and making us one of the biggest podcasts in the world. And to the fans, we owe that. And we truly appreciate you guys. It's just like that.
Right!